Well, we look forward this week to celebrating Chinese New Year. So the first announcement is this Saturday, February 9th, everyone is invited to come and invite their neighbors to come join us for Chinese New Year celebration.
我们期待的这个中国的新年，所以第一个通知就是请大家在这个礼拜六，就是2月9号，来到我们的新年聚会，也邀请你们的亲朋好友、邻居一起来。Okay,
so that's this Saturday.
就是这个礼拜六。
And then this one's important for everyone in the youth orchestra. Youth, you have a practice today from 4 o'clock to 5:30.
下面是青少年有关的，他们的乐队在4点到5点半有排练。
And I'll give you just enough time to come to our Super Bowl party. Everyone is invited here, both young and old, English and Chinese, if you want to come to our house and watch this football game.
在Pastor Paul的家里有Super Bowl的 足球的聚会，不管你是说中文说英文，年轻的年长的，都欢迎去他的家一起观看 Super Bowl 足球赛。
So real quickly, who is cheering for the Baltimore Ravens?
大家有谁是希望 Raven 赢的？
Now who's cheering for my hometown, San Francisco 49ers?
谁希望 49ers 赢的？
Okay. So the 49ers get to watch inside. The Ravens will be watching on the TV that's outside my house.
所以。 看49人队的是在屋子里面，看 Raven 队的是在屋子外面的电视。So
just real quickly by introduction, my name is Paul, and I was born in San Francisco.
他的名字叫 Paul, 生在旧金山。And
we were very fortunate to move to Canada, one of the most beautiful cities. Went to Vancouver when I was 2 years old.
在他两岁的时候，他非常有幸和一家人移民去温哥华。
And I was even more fortunate because I got to go to live in a part of Vancouver called Richmond, which many of you know is called Little Hong Kong.
更有幸的是他住在温哥华的一个地方叫 Richmond,
叫小香港。 So I got to go to school with many Chinese people, and it was a very rich school district.
我那时候和许多的中国人一起上学，是一个非常富有的学区。
And something I've noticed in the past 38 years is that Chinese in North America are more prosperous than ever.
在我过去的八年意识到，中国人在北美是非常有成功的。Which
then means that the Chinese in Chinese churches are more prosperous than ever before.
同样的，中国人和中国人的教会在过去的八年也是非常有成功的。And
I can give you one quick example.
我可以给大家一个例子。
Long-distance phone calls.
就是打长途电话。
I would only get to call my grandparents back in the Philippines once a year because the long-distance rate was $5 a minute.
以前我一年只能给我的祖父母在菲律宾打一次电话。
You know, 35 years ago, there was no Skype, there was no Vonage, there was no, 3 cents a minute.
那个时候是5块钱一分钟，在三五。 年以前，那个时候，没有 Skype 也没有 Vodafone.
My dad was working at Safeway making $2.50 an hour.
我的父亲那时候在一家叫 Safeway 的超市做事，只有2.5块一个小时。
So imagine, that'd be today like $15 to $16 a minute to talk to somebody overseas.
可以想象那个时候是，一分钟花15。 分16分，打一个长途。
So just talking on the phone is expensive, let alone flying back home. We flew back home once every 12 years to Asia because the tickets were very expensive.
那时候我们12年才有一次可以回到亚洲看望家人，因为飞机票很贵。
Now, youth, nowadays, we see flying back to Asia as common, as ordinary, as a vacation.
现在我们回亚洲去
And so with that, I want to set that up as the backdrop that we are, especially as we go into Chinese New Year, we are all very prosperous compared to the rest of the world.
特别是要进入中国新年的时候，我想提醒大家，相对于整个世界来讲，我们真的是非常富有了。
And now from time, I want to bring it to something kind of more local and newsworthy and smaller.
现在的话，我们就看看 值得我们观看的是当地的一些情形。
And I want to start with this. I want you to turn to your neighbors, and I want you to address this question about tipping.
我希望你问问你周围的人你怎么给小费。
Who's ever worked in the restaurant industry? Raise your hands.
谁有没有在餐馆打过
工? I did. I worked at a rib house where they specialize in ribs. And so many of you know that tipping is common for employees in restaurants. That's how they make their living. Tipping.
他曾经在一个卖烤排骨的店里面工作。
I'm going to give you.
小费是。那里工作人员最主要的收入。
So I want to give you 1 minute to talk with your 3-4 neighbors around you to ask this. How do you usually decide what to tip? Some examples would be at a restaurant, at the hair salon, perhaps at the car wash. I'll give you 1 minute to discuss that.
我希望大家用一分钟时间给跟你的周围人交流一下，你们怎么样计算付多少小费呢
？Go 1 minute.
可能是在餐馆或者在。理发店或者是在洗车的地方。
Okay, back up here for a second. Okay, I just want you to yell out a number when I just go through these three categories. At a restaurant, how many people tip at no? How many people do no tip?
在餐馆有多少人
I know it's not Connie because she works at a restaurant, so I know. Okay, how many people tip 5%?
有人付5%的小费的。
10%.
请举手。
10%? At a buffet restaurant? 10%. 15%? 15%? 18%?
18%? 20%?
20%? Okay, and I'm just going to leave this. So, how many people tip more than 20%?
我想问有多少人付小费超过
We're all going to agree sometimes. For the next two categories, hair salon, Sister G said never. She never tips at a hair salon because she cuts her own hair.
Yeah.
And she never tips at a car wash because she washes her own car. Okay.
My kids do.
Okay.
My kids do.
Your kids do. You make your kids do it. That's even better. That's positive for you. Okay. This week, you know, we're supposed to learn from people in leadership and pastors. How many people heard the story this week of a pastor that left? Well, it's arguable, but some people think it was 0% tip at a restaurant. Anyone heard about this? There's a lot to the story, and I know there's two different sides, but just here are the facts. It basically, I'll just say the story, and then you can translate it. There was 20 people that just say left church service, and they went to Applebee's. And for a party of 20, automatically the restaurant charged 18% tip for parties of 8 or more. Each person paid their own bill, and this particular pastor crossed out 18% and put 0. And then she wrote, and this is in St. Louis, David. In St. Louis, she wrote, I give God 10%. Why should I give you 18%?
好，在 St. Louis 有一个，20个人从教会出来去一个餐馆叫 Applebee 吃中饭。然后因为是规矩就是八个人以上餐馆自动收18%的小费，然后大家就除了以后就每个人付他自己的账，然后等到这位牧师他就把这个18%划掉，写了一个零然后他说我给上帝10%，我为什么要给你18%？
That's good. So I'm not here to argue the right and the wrong of it. I'm just here to present the story. And I'm just going to say there's a few things. We tend to tip people when we do this.
我不是要说这个故事的对和错，然后我们是要来看我们去付小费的时候的动机是这样的。
I think we will tip for a good service. Right? Agree? And then here's the other one. We tip if we know the waiter or waitress, right? Or if they know us.
我们付小费的时候是因为有很好的服务，或者我们认识这个侍应生。
So I want to, as we go into the text, I want us to think about this question.
当我们进入正题之前，我希望大家想一想这个问题。
I want us to ask, what motivates us to give more generously to society and the community outside of the church?
I want 对我们的社会和社区非常慷慨的捐助除在教会以外。
This is a very exciting topic for me to share on, so please turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25.
这是一个我很关注的话题，请大家跟我一起翻到马太福音25章。
The last time we preached, I preached from Matthew chapter 1, and we talked about not being afraid, and we talked about Joseph and Mary and their stories of fear and how they overcame that.
上一次我们讲的是马太福音第一章，我们的主题是不要惧怕，我们看了约瑟和玛利亚的故事。
And I'd like to continue to address qualities of Christians over the next several sermon series I have with you.
在下面的几个讲道当中，我会更加注重在基督徒的质量上面。
So we talked about fear, and today I'd like to talk about what real hospitality looks like.
我们讲过了不要惧怕，今天我们想要看是基督徒的捐赠与款待。
And why it's a key value in this kingdom of God.
为什么它是一个重要的一个价值在神的国里面。
And with that in mind, let's read just two short verses from the book of Matthew chapter 25.
让我们一起来读两个短的经文。
Because it's only two verses, I'll read first, right through in English, and then Sister G will read straight through in Chinese. Okay? Please read with me. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Verse 36. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Sister G, if you could read in Chinese.
给大家念马太福音第二十五章三十五、三十六节。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身裸体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
You know, typical hospitality is defined simply by the dictionary by this.
字典上查到的款待这个意思就是这样。
It usually involves something to do with strangers. So the dictionary says, the friendly reception and treatment of guests or strangers.
字典是这样说，是对客人或者是陌生人的很友好的接待和照顾。
It can be further defined by saying it's the quality or disposition. It's almost an attitude, a posture, of receiving or treating guests and strangers in a warm and friendly way.
或者是说一个是一种有志的接待和给予客人和陌生人用一个非常温暖和友好的态度。
I'm going to propose that biblical hospitality is indeed both of these qualities and definitions.
圣经上讲的这个款待实在是反映了这样的一个定义。
And we're going to find that the Bible and the text today further defines it through the following.
我们可以从圣经上面可以看到对这个款待更深的一个诠释。
Christian hospitality is the most fundamental way to figure out how to live our life for Christ. It unlocks the key to how our faith meets with the rest of my life. It's not just what we believe in our heads, it is fundamental how it translates into daily living and daily behavior.
基督徒的款待是我们为基督而活的生命当中非常重要的一个基准。它解开了让信仰和我们生活如何连起来的这样一个连接。它不只是我们头脑中的一个相信，而是在我们每天生活和行为当中如何把这个基准这个款待表现出来。
And it's one of the things that you will only understand by doing it.
这是许多事当中一件我们只有通过去实行才能够明白它。
And this is true of many things in life.
我们生活中许多事都是这样。
You can read a book about how to shoot a basketball.
我们可以去读一个怎么投篮的书。
You can memorize a theory about how to shoot a basketball.
你可以背出来投篮的这个理论。
But until you actually put the ball in your hand and go to a court, you won't really understand how everything fits together.
只有等你去了篮球场，手里拿着球去投的时候，你才会明白，书里面讲的是什么。
And today, my challenge to you is the more that we try to practice hospitality, the more we will understand that it really is the heart and the soul of Christianity.
今天我要挑战大家的是，只有更多的去实行款待，你才可以更多的认识到款待是基督教的中心。
Now, I have a unique vantage point because I can see everyone's faces.
我有一个很好的优势，就是我可以看见每一个人的脸。
And I can see resistance.
我可以看见抵触。
I can see some skepticism.
我也可以看见怀疑。
I see this. I see, yes, but how about when this happens, or when this happens, or when this happens?
我可以看见有些人脸上写着，是这样，那如果这样发生的话，我是怎么样呢？那样发生又怎么样？
I'm just going to start by agreeing with you, and I'll give some reasons why you guys are right.
我先开始跟大家表示一致，我也知道大家这样想的理由是什么。
It's really tough for you and I to practice the type of hospitality the Bible says because of our busy schedules.
因为我们生活实在很忙了，所以我理解我们要去实行圣经说中所说的款待是不容易的。
We have trouble making room for hospitality because it involves we are so busy.
有的时候我们很难腾出一些空间，因为我们生活是这样的忙碌。
We have trouble being a hospitable person for the stranger.
我们很难去招待一个陌生的人。
For the poor.
对穷人。
For the voiceless.
对那些微弱群体。
For the powerless.
对那些没有势力的人。
We just simply have trouble making room for these people in our schedules.
在我们忙碌的时间当中，我们实在很难找出为这些人的空间来招待。
But here's a funny thing that happens. When I begin to make room for these people that really need help,
有趣的是，当我努力为这些需要帮助的人找出空间的时候，
we're going to find that as we clear the rooms in our heart,
我们就发现我们在自己心里也腾出了一个空间。
For the spiritual values that Jesus wants us to carry into the world,
耶稣基督要让他要我们有的这些好的品质在这个空间里面，并带到这个世界上。
You know, things like love,
好像爱
some sort of hope that our work is for a purpose,
让我们的工作充满目的。
Perhaps it's developing humility with difficult coworkers,
让我们可以和那些很难相处的同事对他们有一个谦卑的心。
Or showing grace to those who have wronged us,
对那些错待我们的人有恩典。
We're going to find that hospitality is actually the foundation for all these others to flourish.
我们最终会发现基督教这个款待的意思是许多好的品质的一个基础。
Like when we read about the life of Jesus, I know some of us have committed we're going to read the Bible in the new year.
我知道很多人在新年的时候确认要读圣经，那我们看看耶稣的生命是怎样。
And perhaps you're in the part about the New Testament and how Jesus lived his life.
让我们看看新约中耶稣是怎样活出他的生命。
And we see how the first century church lived their life.
让我们看看第一世纪的教会是怎样活出他们的生命。
And then we say, that doesn't even come close to what my experience with faith is.
那我们会发现他们的生活跟我们现在的生活实在相差太远了。
And I'm telling you that part of the disconnect is because we've never really practiced real hospitality.
我告诉大家，真正的这个断层是因为我们从来没有去实践圣经讲说的款待。
And this has been common for thousands of years.
几千年来，这个是一个很普遍的现象。
When we go back to the Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel,
当我们回到旧约看以西结书。
Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and the needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them as you have seen.
在以西结书16:49到50节说，看哪，你妹妹索多玛的罪孽是这样，她和她的众女都心骄气傲，粮食饱足，大享安逸，并没有扶助穷苦和困乏的人的手。他们狂傲，在我面前行可憎的事，我看见便将他们除掉。
We don't like this verse because it's a real glimpse into today.
我喜欢这节经文是因为它和我们今天的生活非常相关联。
I'd like to share some facts with you.
让我跟大家分享一些事实。
On Thanksgiving weekend, Americans and Canadians contributed to this. We spent $9 billion on merchandise.
在过去的感恩节的那一个周末，美国和加拿大，我们花了9亿的钱，90亿的钱去买东西。
On Monday after Thanksgiving weekend, it's called Cyber Monday. It's the biggest day for electronic online shopping. We spent $600 million.
在感恩节后面的那个星期一是网购火热的星期一在那一天我们花了6亿的钱。
The U.S. and Canada are among the richest countries in the world.
在美国和加拿大是全世界最富有的国家，属于最富有的国家。
We consume 43% of the world's resources.
我们花费全世界所有能资源的43%。
43%, and yet we only make up 6% of the world population.
我们虽然只有全世界人口的6%，但是我们消费全世界43%的资源。
And out of 22 of the most industrialized nations, we are second to last in how much we give per capita.
在先进的22个工业国家当中，我们是倒数第二名在个人捐赠的百分比上。
Throughout the centuries, we have watered down this message of Jesus of hospitality and giving.
几个世纪以来，我们都在冲淡圣经上面耶稣关于款待的这个教导。
Jesus had something to say about this type of watery and invisible form of hospitality.
就是冲淡耶稣讲的这个款待，让他好像消失于无形当中。
Jesus says, "I tell you the truth." He says, "Whatever you did for the least of this of mine, you did for me."
耶稣是这样说的。我实实在在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
我赤身裸体，你给我穿。我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Can you hear Jesus through the echoes of time throughout the centuries?
在时间的长流当中，你有没有听见耶稣的话回响在你心里呢
？I was hungry. Did you feed me?
耶稣说我饿的时候，你给我吃了吗
？I was thirsty. Did you give me something to drink?
我渴了，你给我喝吗？
I was isolated and alone. Did you talk to me?
我独处孤独的时候，你有跟我说话吗
？I was shivering. Did you clothe me?
我冷得发抖，你有给我穿吗
？I was sick and alone. Did you visit me?
我生病一个人的时候，你有来看我吗
？I was in a prison of bad emotions. Did you come to talk with me?
我在监里非常难过的时候，你来看我，跟我说话吗
？Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for Jesus.
当你为这些最卑贱的人做的事，你就是为耶稣做了。
You were doing it to me.
你就是坐在耶稣的身上。
St. Francis of Assisi said this. He said that the poor and the oppressed people are sacramental.
圣法兰西斯曾经这样说, 贫穷和受压迫的人 是, 上帝的同在。
So what did he mean by that?
他, 这个是什么意思呢?
Well, sacramental is something we just observe. One of the sacraments that most churches observe is communion.
神圣的同在是什么? 就是我们刚才 所参与的。
So sacrament means that it's a special observance where we re-invite Jesus to come back into our life.
这个神圣的同在就是一个仪式, 然后我们邀请耶稣来跟我们一起同在。
Here's a quick history theological lesson about churches.
下面是一个快快的 教会历史的一个 课题。
Roman Catholics believe that when you partake of communion, that the wine and the bread literally become the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
罗马天主教会认为，当你 领受 饼杯的时候， 这个饼和杯就变成耶稣的身体和血。
So that's our Catholic friends over here on one side. On the other side, let's take the Baptists.
那我们说 一边是 天主教的信徒, 一边是浸信会教徒。
Okay. They say that the bread is still bread.
浸信会说饼还是饼。
But they don't believe in wine, so because Baptists don't usually drink, so they just use grape juice.
浸信会不喝酒, 所以他们就用葡萄汁代替。
In the middle, we have, let's say, Anglicans and Lutherans.
在中间的话, 我们说是圣公会和路德会。
The bread stays bread.
饼还是饼。
The wine stays wine.
酒还是酒。
Grape juice is grape juice.
葡萄汁还是葡萄汁。
But coming in and through these two elements is the presence of Jesus.
然而耶稣的 同在就是通过这 两个, 植树进入我们中间。
That's what St. Francis is talking about.
这就是圣法兰西斯的,
the presence of Jesus is there.
耶稣的同在在那里。
And just as important, the Holy Spirit makes us conscious that Jesus is waiting to be encountered in other people.
圣灵提醒我们, 经历耶稣的同在, 常常是你去与别人相处的时候。
Let's say this week when you watch TV.
让我们说在这个星期当中你看电视。
If you saw, say, children in Bangladesh that were starving.
当你看见在孟加拉国, 孩童受饥饿。
Or those that were affected by the flooding in Australia this week.
或者你看见在澳大利亚这个, 星期受洪水的灾害。
Or for that matter, 3 weeks ago when we had the cold freeze, there was a story on the homeless in Austin that they were barely surviving in the cold weather.
在三个星期前，奥斯汀有很大的寒流，那些无家可归的人非常受冻。你看见这样的故事。
If all you saw were poor and impoverished people, you weren't being very spiritual.
如果你看见的只是贫穷和 受困的人，你并没有受到圣灵的提醒。
If the Holy Spirit empowers you,
如果 圣灵 给你能力。
When you look into the eyes, you will have an eerie awareness that Jesus is staring right back at you.
那你就会看见 这些人的眼睛 看着你, 就好像耶稣看着你一样。
Jesus is saying something about that sacred moment that happens when you express and practice hospitality to someone.
耶稣在 通过这个很神圣的时间告诉你, 当你 实行款待的时候,
when we care about someone that we wouldn't normally care for,
当我们, 去关心一个平时时候, 我们想不起关心他的人的时候,
isn't that the heart of the gospel?
这是不是就是福音的, 中心呢?
You know, today we have hotels and hospitals.
今天我们有, 酒店和医院。
Before they became these modern institutions, they were started by Christians trying to practice out their faith They were trying to practice biblical hospitality.
在酒店和医院成为现代的一个工具之前，是基督徒因着他们的信心去实践款待而有的。
That's where we get the root of the word hospital from.
这就是医院的字根。
Nowadays, if someone gets sick, go stay at the hospital.
如果现在有人生病了，去医院。
Nowadays, if someone comes from out of town, go stay at a hotel.
如果有客旅来的话，就叫他们去酒店。
But there's something that our society has missed.
但是我们的社会缺少一个东西。
Something that even we in churches have forgotten.
甚至我们教会也忘了这件东西。
And that's the belief that every person, even if this person has done bad things to us and is our enemy, that every person is created in the image of God.
这件事就是每一个人，甚至那些曾经对我们做错事的，甚至是我们的敌人，他们都是照着神的形象造的。
And so when we reach out to this person,
当我们去接触这个人的时候，
We're actually touching a sacred part of God.
实际上我们是在触摸上帝的神圣的，在他身上的上帝的神圣的部分。
It's actually a sacred part of my own faith, and it helps grow it.
也是在我信心当中那神圣的部分在成长。
So we're not just doing it to be noble to society's eyes.We're doing this because I want to connect with the living God.
我们做这个不是因为要告诉社会我很高尚，而是我们要与神连接。
So I want to talk about how we give hospitality. Modern hospitality, anyone can get it. Anyone can get 4 or 5 star treatment at a hotel if you can afford to pay for it.
现代的款待就是，如果你有钱，你可以在4、5星级的酒店遭到。得到很好的招待。
Or if you can potentially benefit me.
或者有一个人你会将来可能对我会有很大的益处。
I mean, the first thing that we ask about giving to a cause is, are you registered 501c3? Can I get a tax deduction?
有比如说我款待你的话，我是不是可以得到税率上的减免，是不是可以填一个501c 的表。
And that's typical modern hospitality. If you can potentially benefit me, and then I will give you something reasonable in return.
现代的款待就是，如果你会对我有益处，那我就招待你。
We need to come to a place that sees that every person is indeed sacred, because every person is valued by God.
我们需要进入到这样一个层面，就是。每一个人都是按着神的形象造的，每一个人都有身上都有神圣的一部分。
Because you know, realistically, some of you own your own businesses.
现实生活中，我们中间有很多人拥有自己的生意。
And very often there is a self-serving strategic purposes for businesses to give back to the community.
通常公司都会为了公司自身的利益做一些社区的回馈。
We're not just doing this because it helps the community see that we do good things.
我们回馈社区不是为了让人家看见我们在做一些好事。
We're not doing it for image.
我们不只是为了形象问题。
We're not doing it just for a reputation.
我们不是为了有好声誉。
We're doing this to bless people in the community, and ultimately, we also, at the same time, get to do this for God.
我们这样做是为了要让我们接触的人得到上帝的祝福，也是为了最终是认识神。
I'd like to share with you a few ways, practically, how we can approach as a church.As individuals, as families, how to practice hospitality.
我想给大家提几个非常实际可行的款待回赠社区的方法，作为个人，作为家庭，作为教会。
So let's start with families.
那我们先从家庭开始。
You know, first, we need to ask for wisdom.
第一，我们首先要寻求神的智慧。
You know, Acts chapter 6, the way that the early church chose deacons, it was to assist people in helping use the church's resources the best way possible. And through that consensus, there would be wisdom from the group of men and women to share these resources we've been entrusted with.
我们看见在使徒行传第六章选执事的情形，就是要选出几个人来有智慧的管理大家一起捐赠上来的资源。
So in our family, that person has to be Lorena.
在他的家庭，那个人就是他的妻子 Lorena。
Because if I were in charge of just all the finances and just seeing everyone in need, we would be in a very bad predicament.
如果这个人是我的话，把家里所有的财务叫我管的话，那就会很糟。
I'll give you an example.
我可以给你一个例子。
Lorena and I, when we got married, we lived in Richmond. It's one of the best cities in the whole world.
Lorena 跟我结婚的时候，我们住在 Richmond， 是我认为是世界上最好的城市。
You know, beautiful schools, beautiful parks. Every school is brand new. We had literally zero homeless people. There's you couldn't find homeless people in that city.
在那里，有新的学校，新的公园。在那里，你根本找不到无家可归的人。
So every time we went downtown, if Lorena and I were out, you would sense that Lorena would be like, "Give me your wallet."
每一次我们去市中心的时候，Lorena 就是说，把你的钱包给我。
Because I have a tendency to just to be really compassionate. I would probably give away our money for dinner, and then we'd have to just go somewhere else.
很多时候我可能就会把所有的钱都花了，吃晚餐，然后去别的地方。
Well, one such night, I decided in Richmond to take Lorena to one of my favorite restaurants.
有一天晚上，我带Lorena去一个我最喜欢的餐厅。
We went to McDonald's.
我们去麦当劳。
And you know, we got out of the car. We were walking the parking lot, and you know those moments when you feel something's not right. You know, someone approached us.
在我们走出车子在停车场的时候你会感觉到有一个人向我们走来。
And it was a homeless person.
那是一个无家可归的人。
And I was shocked because it's like finding a homeless person in Round Rock or Cedar Park. It's rare.
我非常吃惊，就好像在Cedar Park 和 Round Rock， 你要找到这样一个人是很少见的。
So when this person asked for money and gave us a story that they got their car stolen, they needed to take the bus, I was reaching into my wallet to give them cash.
当这个人告诉我他的钱包丢了没有钱乘公车的时候，我就伸到口袋里拿我的钱包。
And I could feel Lorena grabbing my hand and then holding my hand.
我可以感觉到 Lorena 抓住我的手没有放。
And typically when things like this happen, Lorena will be wise and say, "Would you like to come inside to McDonald's with us so we can buy you something to eat?"
通常的时候，Lorena 会很有智慧的说，对这个无家可归说，你要不要跟我们一起进麦当劳，让我们买一些食物给你吃呢？
And that makes sense, right? It's wise. That's it. And all of a sudden, the person says, "Yes, I'm very hungry," and it's no longer about transportation or the bus, and it's about food.
那个时候，那个人说我是谢谢你邀请，我很饿。那时候再也不是需要车钱就去吃饭。
So we went into McDonald's. There's no waitress. You don't need to tip. And I just went up and I ordered. This is once again. I ordered 15 hamburgers for the person.
那我们走进了麦当劳不需要付小费，所以我要了15个汉堡。宝宝给这个。
I just wanted to make sure he knew that he was appreciated.
我就是要想让他知道，他是受欢迎的。
And we just, I just started to order. I could feel Lorena grabbing me again, but I was like, and five fries, and this drinks, and this, and this, and this. I mean, it was enough for like a football team.
然后我觉得是，Lorena 又在抓住我的手，因为我已经在那里叫 五个薯条啊、要这样的饮料那样的饮料，结果点了好像可以喂饱一个足球队。
Okay, so check this out. So the food is made to order. So right away, because it was slow, all of a sudden it got busy with this big order, and then the manager came out and said, "Who's ordering all this food? There's nobody in the restaurant."
因为当时的时候麦当劳没有很多的人，突然之间有这么大一个order经理跑出来说谁在那里订这么多的食物。
So the manager came by and said, "Sir, is this just for you and your wife?"
他说很严肃的问你，这些食物就给你和你的太太吗？
Because he didn't see the homeless person.
他没有看见那个无家可归的人。
He didn't see him, even though he was right behind me.
他经理没有看见那个陌生人。
And when
他就在我们背后。
And then when he did see the homeless, I said, "No, it's for him." And he thought that the homeless person was playing a prank by ordering all his food and not being able to pay for it.
当他看见这个无家可归的人，他第一个想到就是这个人在玩一个花招，却没有那个钱可以去付。
That's why he came out.
这就是为什么他到前面来的原因。
And I said, "No, he's with us."
然后我告诉他，他和我们在一起。
And then the manager apologized and apologized to me and said, "This whole order is on the house."
然后这个经理知道这个故事的时候，他道歉说整个订单都是由麦当劳来付。
And he learned something that night. I think he realized he judged too quickly.
我想那天他学到了一些，就是他太快的去判断。
I'll fast forward the story a little bit more. So we gave him this food, and then we were actually taking it to go. We were going to go home, and we gave him his food, and then we just drove away. And then something hit me when we drove away, and I said, we just need to go back. We need to go back and just drive him to Delta, which is where he wanted to go.
我们把食物给了他以后，我们就就回家了。但是在路上的时候我突然意识到我们需要走我们要回头，因为我们应该把他开车送到 Delta， 那个是他要去的地方。
And then Lorena, you know, she's like, "Well, is it safe? Is it, you know, maybe he should sit in the front and I'll sit in the back, so that way, you know, I could strangle him if something happens."
然后 Lorena 说也许他要坐在后面，让那陌生人坐前面。如果不好的事发生的时候，我可以在后面掐他的脖子。
On a serious note, we in 30 seconds she agreed that we would try this out. We turned the car around, and this is a wide open street. I mean, and we turned back 30 seconds, and he was gone.
这是一个很宽阔的路，我们只有30秒钟的时间，然后我们就回了头。
I don't know where he went. I really do not know where he went. It was a big street. There's no way that he could have disappeared, but he just disappeared.
那是一个很宽阔的街道，我觉得没有可能他就这么消失了，但是他就是不见了。
We need to ask for wisdom. We need to choose carefully. We do need to choose carefully how we will give back to the community.
我们需要有智慧，然后我们要选择怎样去回赠我们的社区。
So, you know, some businesses will put up advertising at a ballpark, or they'll conveniently put an ad in a little sporting booklet.
有些公司就在公园里面放一个广告，或者在一些小册子里面做家页。
I'm challenging you to do that and more.
我挑战大家，你可以这样子做，而且要做更多。
I have a friend who owns a bakery, and every time there's an event at this particular, and it's not just Thanksgiving, Christmas, she deliberately, with all her bread, at the end of almost every other week, will donate, and it's a fine, high-end pastry shop. She donates that to a particular, non-profit.
我有一个朋友，他有一个非常，高级的糕饼店，每隔一周他就，捐赠他的，面包给一个非盈利机构。
Consider donating to established causes, both faith-based and non-faith-based.
向一个已经成熟的机构捐赠，不管他是有信仰的还是没有的。
Jesus also in Matthew talks about new wineskins. And if you find that you have something that God put in your heart and that it requires new wineskins, think of, you know, partnering with someone or starting your own little cause to help a certain group of people.
在圣经中也讲到新酒代的这样一个比喻，当你要做一个新的事情的时候，你就要让你自己成为一个新的酒代，可以配得承受这样一个新的使命。
You know, I speak to a lot of my friends, and a lot of my friends are at dying churches.
我跟我很多的朋友交谈，他们通常是在一个比较走下坡的教会里面。
And what my friends do is they put young, not necessarily just young, but fresh new blood into social concern committees because they say that it revives their dying churches, because it revives their dying community program concerns.
他们把一些新鲜的血液放投入到社区服务的这样一个团体当中，让这些走下坡的团体能够复兴起来。
I've got four or five my ideas, but my time is short, you know. So please feel free to come talk to me afterwards.
我有四五个想法，但是因为时间的关系不能讲那么多。如果有兴趣的话，崇拜结束请跟我交流。
I'm gonna close with this.
我现在要用这个来结束。
You know, another one of the most famous parts of the gospel is when it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
在圣经当中最著名的就是要尽心尽意的爱主你的神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
又要爱人如己。
God made them, God wasn't making them two separate commandments.
上帝不是把这两个分成是两个命令。
He wrapped them together in a positive command.
他把这两个放在一起，成为一个非常有积极意义的命令。
Because ultimately helps us love God better. If we can't love the brother that you can see, how can you talk about loving a God that you cannot see?
就好像如果你不能爱你看得见的弟兄，你怎么能爱看得见的上帝？爱别人的话会帮助你更好的爱上帝。
This says something about what we do with our time during the week.
我也要分享一下怎样来使用我们每周的时间。
How are you going to see God at the Sunday altar if you don't see the value of all people that you see during the week?
如果你在整个一周里面，你在你周遭的人身上看不见他们的价值，你怎么能在星期天上帝的台前看见神呢？
Jesus never said get right with God first. He said completely the opposite.
上帝耶稣没有说你要跟上帝搞好关系。
He said get connected with your brother and sister first.Then come see me at the altar.
耶稣说你不是先要跟上帝搞好关系，而是说你先要和你的兄弟和好，然后来到台前来敬拜我。
Jesus is waiting to be rescued.
耶稣是在等着。
Jesus is waiting to be rescued.
耶稣在等着被救。
In the poor and the oppressed.
在那些贫穷和困苦的人身上。
I want you to pause for a moment and think of the hometown that you were born in.
我希望大家停下来想一想你出生的家乡。
And then I want you to think of the school that you went to there.
希望你想一想你家乡的学校。
And now I want you to think of the neighborhood that you live in today.
然后我希望你再想一想你今天所住的社区。
As you look into their faces, as you look into the faces of your community, and if you can't see Jesus in them, then we each need to get down on our hands and our knees.
如果在你周遭的人的脸上你看不到耶稣的话，我们需要跪下来祷告。
Once you begin to realize this, you are starting to find the basis to be hospitable.
当我们发现需要款待的这样一个基础的时候，
Please close your eyes.
请大家闭上眼睛。
Can you hear Jesus' voice echoing through time?
你可以听见耶稣的声音回响在时间的长河里吗？
I was hungry. Did you feed me?
他说，我饿了，你有给我吃吗？
I was thirsty. Did you give me a drink?
我渴了，你有给我喝吗？
I was isolated. Did you talk to me?
我孤独的时候，你有跟我讲话吗？
I was shivering. Did you clothe me?
我冻得发抖，你有给我穿吗？
I was sick. Did you visit me?
我生病了，你有来看我吗？
I was in prison. Did you come to visit me?
我在监里，你有来探望我吗？
For whatever you do, my friends, you do it to me.
我的朋友，不管你向谁这样做，你就是坐在我身上了。